can't remember the last time I ever laid down in a shopping centre. I don't think I ever have laid down in a shopping centre, especially with a man, Bill G.
Hello. It's lovely to be lying down in a shopping centre with you, Mr. Documentally.
Where are we exactly?
Well, we're in, I think it's called the Big Dome in Pentalum. And Pentalum is a creation of the artist Alan Parkinson. We're in a large-scale inflated sculpture. And all I'm seeing light and colour in a way which I don't normally see it.
And there's a lot of other people enjoying this space as well. You might be able to hear them, their bare feet and their socked feet flapping around inside these inflated walls. And what a sanctuary from what appears to be the hottest day of the year.
Yeah, it's incredible how it's lovely and cool in here. You know, it's such a hot place outside, but I don't know if it's the quality of the light, but, you know, it's just a lovely place to come in and literally chill out in, I think. Yeah, amazing.
How many different... Oh, just I'll let you have this very quick conversation. There's how many exhibits are there at the Milton Keynes International Festival?
Wow. You know, that's sort of a question... Well, that's the answer I should know, and I'm not going to say that because there are more this year than there have been in either of the first two editions. I think, you know, we've got 1,000 bed nights in hotels putting up artists and crew. I think we've got 278 artists in town. But I don't know, I can't actually tell you, you know, is that 42 projects or 50 projects? But it's a lot. There are so many performances going on for the next 10 days.
And it is over the next 10 days, this being day one. If you could tell people of things that have moved you during the curation of this festival, where should they be heading to feel the same way you have?
I think the biggest heart for, in terms of projects in this year's IF Festival, is definitely the work that Rosemary Lee has produced. She's been our artist in residence for over 2 years, since IF 2012. She's really excavated the city in a very deep way. She's been working with 100 local people to make this incredible dance performance. You know, the dance performance is in the Cathedral of Trees, which is such a special place in Milton Keynes, and one of the very few tree cathedrals there are in the world. So, you know, for me, that piece, when I've seen it in preview and the dress rehearsal last night, just gripped me very strongly, and I think it's very difficult for people to leave that performance without being truly touched.
Harriet Harman today mentioned that Milton Keynes is the fastest growing city in Europe. It's also the greenest city in the United Kingdom, is that right?
It's incredibly right. And, you know, something like the Cathedral of Trees. The Cathedral of Trees was planted 30-odd years ago to celebrate the fact that 20 million trees had been planted in that first generation of the city. And now, you know, trees continue to be planted. The importance of the green space is something that we absolutely celebrate in the festival.
Quite wonderful. Once again, I'm totally seeing the city in a different light. You know, I'll normally drive in, go to an office at the Open University, but it only takes a couple of hundred yards off my well-trodden path to be lost in woodland and waterside.
Just, you were saying about Harriet Harman, the other thing that I thought that was amazing in the speeches was that comment that you need to provide both sewers and something for the soul. And I think that recognition between the speakers about the importance of feeding the soul and that being just an essential service in people's lives is just so important. I really hope that's something that, you know, the tens of thousands of people that visit the festival and come to the different projects will actually take away with them.
What are you going to take away with you? Because this is, in fact, your last Milton Keynes International Festival, isn't it?
I'm going to take away, I think, the thing of people now looking forward to the festival so much. It's it's palpable that they know it's coming. You know, they wait for it. They choose not to go on holiday. They choose to be here for these 10 days. And I think that's the city really taking ownership of the festival. And it's incredible that in three editions we've been able to create that sort of emotional engagement, I think, with the festival and a large number of our audience.
I can tell you are deeply moved at the thought of handing over the reins in for the job that you've done over the past three festivals. Where are you going to go? And when I say your last festival, I'm sure you'll be back, but you'll be back.
I'm sure I'll be back. Maybe we'll do projects together, who knows? But I'm moving to a very beautiful place, a place called Dartington Hall Trust in Devon. It's a place for experimentation around issues to do with sustainability, social justice and the arts, and my job is to lead the arts there. So it's a great place, and a place I think you know, to really engage with how arts practice can be central to people's lives.
Bill G, thank you very much.